Let's take your Bible tonight, if you will. Turn to Isaiah chapter 12, 12th chapter of Isaiah. It's good to see you in the house of God tonight. Let me say, while we're finding our place tonight, I am deeply appreciative of this honor and privilege, and I mean that. I'm not just saying that tonight, and I appreciate everything that's been done on behalf of me and my family. I appreciate the wonderful room the church provided, all the meals, every gesture of hospitality last night and every day. We have been well cared for by you, and your pastor has done a wonderful job taking care of us during our days here. And I cannot say I've been treated any better, any place I've ever been. And I am grateful, deeply, deeply grateful tonight for what the Lord has done. And I want to say to you that are here in Rogersville Baptist Tabernacle, I want to say this to you. God has sent you a man. Well, that's wonderful. In fact, I thought about him today as I was thinking about this service tonight. And the Saul of the Old Testament was sent on a mission from his father in the book of 1 Samuel. And he needed some leadership and some instruction and some divine insight. And he was looking for a prophet, looking for a mouthpiece from God. And one told him, they said, "There is in this city a man of God." And I tell you, what a great testimony about Samuel. And I believe it could be said about your pastor. There is in this city a man of God. And if you read that verse, it says he'll show us our way. He'll show us our way. And I praise the Lord for Brother Rackley, and I praise the Lord for this church. And it's been an honor to be here. I do thank the Lord for the great singing. And I don't mean by my family, I mean by you folks. I would have been just as content as I could possibly be just to sit there and listen to this wonderful singing we've heard tonight. All right, Isaiah chapter 12, if you will stand for the reading of the King James Bible. Isaiah chapter 12 and verse number 1. You pray for me tonight as I preach. Pray for my voice that the Lord will sustain it and aid us tonight. Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 1. "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord." I like that, don't you? "Praise the Lord. Call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout." Well, I like that too. Amen. "Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." Don't you notice our text tonight, if you will, is in Isaiah chapter number 12 and verses 2 and 3. The Bible said, "Behold," by the way, that is, I call that God's neon sign word in the Bible. God's trying to get our attention when He gives us that word. In fact, many times in the Word of God, when it's used of the Lord Jesus Christ or something great about Him. In fact, it's used often in the book of Isaiah in that way. It's used wonderfully in the Word of God. God sets up a neon sign. Abraham and Isaac went up Mount Moriah, and of course, you know the story there. They took the wood and the fire, and Isaac was laid down and prepared, and Abraham raised the knife. Of course, you know God spoke out of heaven, said, "Take not thy son." Don't take his life. And the Bible said he looked over, and what? Behold, a ram caught in the thicket. Thank God, God had a substitute. Hallelujah. Then in the New Testament, that first Baptist preacher, as he stood on the banks of the muddy Jordan River, looked up and he saw him. Thank God. And he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And then that one who laid over on his breast at the last Passover and felt his heart beat and was awed by his love, said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Well, what a wonderful neon sign word in the Bible. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Then notice, if you will, verse number 3. Therefore. Of course, that's a conclusive word in the Bible. It means you need to look back at what's already been said. Therefore, or in light of what's already been said, the Scripture said, shall you, therefore, with joy, shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Now I want to preach on that subject tonight, on drawing water from the wells of salvation. Drawing water from the wells of salvation. Let's pray together. Our fathers, we bow tonight. Lord, we thank you and love you. And Lord, we magnify your name for all that you've done thus far in the service. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd touch our voice, touch our mind, give us clarity of thought, influence your speech tonight as we seek to magnify your Son and our Savior in this service here tonight. I pray that you'd get hold of every heart, both saved and lost alike. Lord, if there's one here tonight that has nothing to go back to and no one to look to that does not have a real conversion experience, I pray that you'd speak to their heart. Lord, for those of us that are here tonight that are saved and in Christ and know Christ, I pray tonight, Lord, you'd stir up the gift of God within us. And Lord, allow us tonight to joyfully draw water from the wells of salvation. I pray tonight, Lord, you'd use us now. Make us a blessing and help your people. Minister grace to every hearer and help to every heart. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. As we look to the Bible tonight, I believe the book of Isaiah is a wonderful book in the Bible. In fact, the book of Isaiah is a book like the King James Bible that you have on your lap. It is a book like the Scripture. In fact, the book of Isaiah has the same number of chapters in our King James Bible. Your King James Bible has 66 books in it, and the book of Isaiah has 66 chapters in it. And the layout of the book of Isaiah is much like the layout of your King James Bible. When we get to the first 39 books of the Bible, of course, that is the Old Testament. They correspond with the first 39 chapters, rather, of the book of Isaiah. When we get to the 40th chapter of Isaiah, it announces the ministry of John the Baptist and the coming of the Son of God. When we get to the Gospel of Matthew, the 40th book in the Bible, we have that same parallel in the Word of God. When we get to the 66th book in your Bible, the book of Revelation, the book of Isaiah also says in chapter 66, it speaks of a new heaven and a new earth, and it speaks of a place where the worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And so the book of Isaiah is a book like the entire volume of Scripture. And then the book of Isaiah is a book that lifts up the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, 700 years before Jesus came, thank God Isaiah pinned down with prophetic accuracy and pinpoint accuracy the wonderful things about the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say tonight, I believe everything that Isaiah had to say about the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in His supernatural birth. Isaiah 7:14, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call His name Emmanuel. I'm glad the Holy Ghost saw it down through the annals of time and had Isaiah pin it down. He knew that the sin cycle would be short-circuited, that Jesus would not be born and overshadowed by Joseph's seed, but thank God He would be conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. And thank God have sinless blood flowing through His veins. And so I believe what Isaiah said about His supernatural birth. I also believe what Isaiah said about His substitutionary death. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord, and we have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of Saul. I'm glad Jesus paid it all tonight. Thank God He took all of our sins. I was in a funeral some time ago and heard a Baptist preacher say, aren't you glad Jesus paid the down payment on our salvation? I'm telling you, buddy, I was about to bite nails. I thought, dear God, He never paid a down payment on my soul.
Thank God He paid it all. When He died there and shed His blood, He paid the sin debt in full and tasted death for every man. And thank God, I still believe. Thank God what Isaiah said about His substitutionary death. Then I also believe what Isaiah said about His scriptural superiority. He said, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given." Now the child was born, but the son was given. Hey, see, that verse speaks, thank God, of a cradle, my friend, in Bethlehem, where Jesus came into this world. He was older than His mother, the same age as His father, and yet His birth was not His beginning, thank God, because He was God. And the Bible said the child was born, and yet the son was given, because not only was Jesus the Son of God and the Son of Man, He also was the Son of God. And when you call Him tonight the Son of Man, you will recognize His humanity. And when you call Him tonight the Son of David, you will recognize His royalty. And when you call Him the Son of God, you will recognize His deity tonight. I'm glad this Bible said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government, singular, shall be upon His shoulder, singular." You say, "Preacher, why did God say that?" He said that because, thank God, He can shoulder the government on this side and save another shoulder for me to pillow my head at night. And oh God, I'm so thankful He's able to take care of my problems and shoulder my griefs and carry my sorrows tonight. I'm glad Isaiah said, thank God, He's scripturally superior. He's wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, the Mighty God. He's everything God said He was, and a whole lot more tonight. And then Isaiah does much to let us know about salvation in this book of the Bible. In fact, 28 times throughout the book of Isaiah, Isaiah tells us about salvation. Now in chapter 12, the word salvation is mentioned 3 times. He uses it in chapter 12 and verse 2 and verse 3. He said, "The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and He's become my salvation." And He tells us that we can joyfully draw water out of the wells of salvation tonight. I don't know about you, friend, but I'm so glad that the man of sorrows can bring the greatest joy, and the Holy Ghost can provide the best comfort. And those of us that are on this side of Calvary tonight, we all understand how much this song here applies to us as the children of God. And someone has said this song was written about their deliverance from the Babylonian captivity. I want to say to you, there's 2 songs in the book of Isaiah. One song is in chapter 5 of Isaiah, and yet it is a song of sadness. It's a song that God had the penman write about the sad potential of Israel and how it was never reached in their lives. God was sadly disappointed in Israel. And yet this song tonight in Isaiah chapter 12 is a wonderful song of deliverance of God's people. And that's why Isaiah said, "Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." And as you know tonight, friend, God wants every one of us to reach down our dipper, thank God, and get a dip, thank God, into the well and to enjoy what God has given us here tonight. In fact, I believe there's a key, and there's some keys in this passage of Scripture as to how you can reach down there into the well of salvation and get you a dip for tonight. I want to say to you, friend, I don't believe God saved any of us to be miserable. I'm telling you, buddy, I've seen enough Baptists. I've seen enough Baptists with long faces on. I've seen better faces on an iodine butt. I've seen some of my soul. They look like they've been baptized on MDO pickles, winged on vinegar, rode to church in a hearse. Oh dear God, some of them are going to have to cheer up to die. I'm telling you tonight, thank God, God has given us something tonight that we can have joy in. And He's given us, hallelujah, the wonderful promise and principles in God's Word as to how you as a child of God can thank God joyfully, draw water out of the wells of salvation. And you know what? Isaiah has a lot to say about water. In fact, in Isaiah chapter number 41 and verse 17. Look in your Bible very quickly. Isaiah 41 verse 17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I the Lord will hear them. I the God of Israel will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I'm glad, verse number 17 said, God can give water. Verse 18 said He can give rivers. Verse 18 said He can give fountains. Verse 18 said He can give a pool of water and springs of water. Isaiah chapter 12 said, you can with joy draw water out of the wells of salvation. I'm thankful tonight Isaiah gives us some keys tonight. How many of you thank God, my friend? It's been too long since you had a smile on your face. It's been too long since you had a song in your heart. It's been too long since you had a scream in your step and a shout in your soul. I'm telling you something, tonight, this world's starving to death. It's about to starve to death for something real. And God just wants you and I, thank God, to reach down over there in the well of salvation and get us a dipper. And thank God joyfully and joy. Thank God the blessings of God's salvation. I believe God wants you and I to reach down into the well and enjoy what God's done for us tonight. Notice, if you will, I'm going to give you four things tonight. Notice in Isaiah chapter 12 and verse number 3. And they'll be right here anchored in the text. Number one, notice here in your Bible, in Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3. Behold, God is my salvation. Number one, if you're going to joyfully draw water out of the wells of salvation, you're going to have to remember Him in salvation. In fact, if you're going to joyfully draw water out of the well of salvation, you're going to have to remember Him tonight. Did you know this Bible said in the book of Jonah chapter 2 verse 9, salvation is of the Lord. And did you know tonight, thank God, all the glory and all the credit ought to go to Him tonight. It's Him, thank God. You said, who is it, preacher? It's the one you ought to remember. I want to say to you tonight, friend, there's not seven different ways to get saved in this Bible. And thank God, salvation has always been in a person. And in this passage in the Bible, there are three terms for Him. Notice here in your Bible, in Isaiah 12, verse 2, He said, behold, God, capital G-O-D. And that, my friend, tonight, is the supernatural God of creation. That God, my friend, that stepped out on nothing and thank God spoke everything into existence. That same God that spoke worlds into existence. That same God that scooped up a handful of dust and breathed into His nostrils a breath of life. That same God that allowed Adam and Eve to crisscross the paradise of God and thank God set out every flower garden. That same God tonight. It's the same God, thank God, that stepped over in your soul and took nothing and made something out of it. I thank God tonight. It's the supernatural God of creation tonight. In fact, the Bible said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It was the God of creation tonight. Notice also in your Bible in Isaiah 12 verse 2, He's called the Lord Jehovah. He is the self-existing God of the covenant. Now, I don't know about you, friend, but I'm so glad that God kept His promise. You said, why? He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I'm glad He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God so loved the world, and He gave His only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You ought to remember the person that found you. And then if you look in Isaiah 12 and verse 6, He's called the Holy One of Israel. Oh, my. my soul. You'd say, preacher, why do you magnify the fact he's called the Holy One of Israel? I'm talking about somebody so holy, it's so high, it's so holy that he cannot sin. He could not sin. He did no sin, and he could not sin. And yet that same holy God sent his Holy Son to die on a cross. And thank God reached down into this world so you might be saved by God's good grace. I'm telling you something tonight. You'll remember him tonight in salvation. Amen. Oh, I was thinking about the song they sung just a little bit ago. There was an old washwoman years ago. Boy, she had scrubbed those old clothes on that old scrub board. And the tears would run off her face. And she'd say, oh God, save my boy John. And John had run away from home and joined the merchant marines. And she didn't have any idea where he was at. And she'd cry and say, oh God, save my boy John. Save my boy John. And God reached across those seas. And thank God he touched that boy John. And John got saved. And John, my friend, was concerned that somehow he'd forget where he come from. And so he pinned down a verse. He pinned down a song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I'm telling you, friend, I hadn't forgot the person who found me. I hadn't forgot the place where he found me at. In fact, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 51 and verse number 11, I believe he said, remember the rock from whence you're hewn and the hole of the pit from whence you're dig. All you've got to do to get it different tonight is just go back to that place. Thank God for the sweet touch of God and the conviction of the Holy Ghost that moved into your life and you got saved by the grace of God. Oh, thank God, friend. Let's take a trip back down memory lane and remember what Jesus done for you. It matters not to me tonight if he got you off a church pew or a bar stool. It matters not to me tonight if he got you out of the side ditch or the sidewalk. It matters not to me tonight if you were an aristocrat or an alley cat. Thank God you ought to remember where you came from. And you ought to remember him in salvation. In fact, if you remember what he did for you tonight, thank God you can draw water out of the wells of salvation tonight. In fact, not only that, remember him in salvation. Number two, rest in him for security. Look at that verse in the Bible. He said, I will trust and what? Not be afraid. And yet there's a great climate of fear in our country tonight. And a lot of people are afraid. I can tell you that a lot of people are feeding on their fears. And their fears are feeding on them. I'm afraid tonight that a lot of us live in the realm of hurry, worry, and bury. I'm afraid that a lot of us spend a lot of our days worrying about the next day or the past day so that we don't spend this day drawing water out of the wells of salvation and enjoying what God's done for us. Listen tonight. God wants you and I to rest in Him for security. You say, preacher, how do you do that? First of all, he said, I will trust. How many of us tonight are really trusting God? You know, a lot of us talk about faith. We sing about faith. We preach about faith. And we exalt the nature of faith. But the problem is a lot of us are just not trusting God. And a lot of us have got our eyes on the circumstances. I can tell you that whether or not I eat tomorrow is not going to rely on what the stock market does. Amen, that's right. I can tell you that whether or not I am taken care of has nothing to do with the NASDAQ or anything else like that. I can tell you I've got a wonderful Father tonight that looks down on my life and He's taking care of me. And what a whole lot of us need to do tonight is just begin to trust God again and put our faith in Him again. And a lot of us here tonight need a faith lift. I didn't say a facelift. That's what I need, a facelift. But a whole lot of us here tonight need a faith lift. I mean, we need God to take this book and strengthen our faith. And we need to walk through the pages of God's Word. There's a whole chapter in the Bible that's about faith and about what faith has accomplished. I'm telling you, faith has a track record that cannot be beaten. In fact, God's never failed one person that's ever placed their faith in Him. That's why Isaiah said, I will trust and not be afraid. Now the contrast to that is fear. And a lot of us, I'm afraid, are living in the realm of fear. And what's happened is we're like a little boy. His mama told him the sun went down. They lived in a big country house with a wraparound porch. And she said, Johnny, go out there on that porch and get me that broom. He said, Mama, it's dark out there. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the dark. She said, Honey, Jesus is out there. He'll help you. Go on out there and get the broom. He said, Mama, I'm still scared. She said, Go on out there. Jesus will help you. And I want to tell you, Johnny went out there. Actually, he went to the door. He stuck his head out. He said, Jesus, if you're out there, Mama said you were. How about handing me the broom? I'm still scared. And a whole lot of us are just like that. I mean, we hear the preaching about faith. Our preacher tells us about faith. And we hear all of that. And so it's so crucial that Isaiah said 8 times in this book of the Bible, he kept saying, fear not. Fear not. Why? It's because God knows that we're so prone to be afraid. We're so prone to be fearful. In fact, Isaiah 41:10 said, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'm telling you tonight, friend, Isaiah tells us we ought to not only remember Him in salvation, we ought to rest in Him for security. Now, I want you to notice something here in your Bible, if you will. Notice something here in Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. He said, Behold, God is my salvation. That's present tense, right? God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is what? Become my salvation. Now, you say, Preacher, I don't understand. He just said, He is my salvation. And then he says, He's become my salvation. I got a frog, and he's got his legs crossed. Amen. But I'll cough him up in a minute. Praise God, we'll fry him in the fellowship hall. He said, He has become my salvation. Why? That's because He saved me from hell one time. But He saved me from harm 1,000 times. He saved me from the pit one time. But He's put His hand over my life thousands of times. And there's been many times you and I, as God's people, we don't know what He spared us from today. We don't know what He's overshadowed us from today. What you thought might have been a tragedy or what you thought might have been a delay might have been God just putting a hedge about you in such a way. That's why this Bible said that you and I, my friend, ought to rest in God. That we ought to trust Him tonight. In fact, we ought to remember Him in salvation. Number 2, we ought to rest in Him for security. Number 3, we ought to rely on Him for strength. Notice what the Bible said. He said, I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. And my problem is, I know how weak I really am. Do you know how weak you are? Now, it's not a man's nature to admit how weak he really is until God gets a hold of his heart. And there's a whole lot of us that don't realize how much we're going to need Him tomorrow. That's why the preacher said a while ago, he said, you better get some help from Him tonight. You know why? It's because you don't know what's coming around the corner. And you don't know what trials coming across the next hill. And you don't know what you're going to have to face. I guarantee you this, there's a God in heaven and there's a God in your heart, thank God, that you can rely on for strength tonight. And thank God, I'm glad this Bible said that He's my strength tonight. In fact, in the Bible, He's called in this section, my strength and my song. Have you ever noticed how in the Bible that He in His strength, He's associated with things like that? Psalm 19:14, He's my strength and my redeemer. In Psalm 28 verse 7, He's my strength and my shield. In Psalm 62 verse 7, He's my strength and my refuge and my strength. No, I'm so glad tonight that whatever I face, whatever I have to go through, I want to tell you something tonight. My will to persevere is not always very great. In fact, a whole lot of us have oftentimes quit in the midst of a battle when God was trying to give us extra strength. Now I know tonight that sometimes also my perspective is not very good. Look in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 4. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught. Isaiah 49 verse 4. Isaiah 49 verse 4. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught. And in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord. And my work with my God. You know, sometimes as a preacher of the Word of God, I try to add up what I'm accomplishing. Sometimes I try to add up my work and my labor. I try to subtract my hardships. I try to calculate all that God is doing. I want to tell you sometimes, I've lived right there in Isaiah 49 verse 4. I thought, buddy, I fired the biggest blank. I've laid the biggest egg. I've made the biggest mess you could possibly make. And yet, friend, if we just allow God to give us strength, I'm telling you, friend, it'll be amazing what God can do. Some Wednesdays ago, I was preaching on Wednesday night on soul winning. Why? We ought to go witness and tell others about Jesus. And honestly, when I got done that night, Brother Barry, I felt like I had fired the biggest blank that you could possibly fire. I went home that night and I told my wife, I said, I don't know whatever will come of that. Probably won't be anything good. Something like that. And about 10 o'clock, the phone rang. And it was one of, and you know, sometimes when the phone rings like that at 10 o'clock at night, you can't think that it's anything good. Now, my wife picked up the phone and she said, yes, 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 yes. And one of our ladies who had been saved now a couple, 2 or 3 years, she had been bringing a young girl to church with her named Holly. And Holly heard the gospel that night. And she went home and she was talking to that lady about Christ. And that lady took the Word of God and showed Holly how to get saved. Just 14 years old. And she come out of darkness into God's light. I want to tell you something, friend. Now here's what kind of situation Holly was in. Her mama is in prison. She's a crack addict. Her daddy sold her to a drug dealer when she was just a few months old just to get drugs himself. For a few months, they didn't even know where she was at. She's living with her sister tonight. And yet, can I tell you, Holly heard the wonderful story of Jesus and His love. Now, I want to tell you, there's sometimes that what we need to do is just rely upon Him for strength. And we don't always know what God's doing. I'm telling you, sometimes that river's running deep. And thank God, God's working behind the scenes. And He's doing things we can't always see. But He's always at work. And thank God, if you and I tonight could just rely upon Him tonight and trust Him and rely upon Him for strength tonight, it'd be amazing what He could do tonight. Oh yes, I think about my weakness and my strength and my God. Isaiah 49 verse 5, and now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be a servant to bring Jacob again to Him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. I'm telling you something tonight. Listen tonight, you can draw water out of the wells of salvation if you'll remember Him in salvation. If you'll rest in Him for security. If you'll rely upon Him for strength tonight. You can draw water out of the wells of salvation tonight. Let me say number 4 tonight. Notice this in your Bible. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. He's my song. Number 4, you'll rejoice in Him through song. Hallelujah. You know, God wants some things from you tonight. Did you know that the God of this Bible night has allowed us as His people to sing in this meeting? And you know, we really don't come to sing for you. Because in the Bible, singing is not for the audience. Singing is for the Savior. We sing for Him. And we sing about Him. And we sing to Him. And thank God there's times when we get to sing. And thank God He inhabits our praises. And He shows up in the midst of the place where, thank God, we tune our hearts to sing His praise. I'm glad tonight God will allow us to praise His wonderful name. Amen. Now stay with me now, alright? Because in this passage in the Bible, I believe we've taken these verses ourselves as to be a format for what we do at the Unity Baptist Church. Notice if you will in verse 4, in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted. And you say, preacher, what is it? Well, number one, there's prayer. He said, call upon His name. Oh yes, there's prayer. There's praise. In that day shall you say, praise the Lord. There's proclamation. He said, make mention that His name is exalted. There's prayer. There's praise. And there's a precept of the Word of God. Amen. Oh, I tell you what, I love it, don't you? I'll stick with the old stuff. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. In fact, I said, there's some things that God wants you to give to Him. Number one, God wants you to give Him praise. You know why? It's because praise in the Bible is related to the greatness of God. The Bible said in Psalm 48, verse 1, great is the Lord, and what? Greatly to be praised. God wants you to praise Him because He's great. And to the extent tonight, ma'am and sir, that you praise Him, you show to this wild, wicked world how much you perceive how great God has been to you. Hallelujah. You say, why do you wave your hand? I wave my hand because God is a great God. Why do you stand up and shout the victory? I shout the victory because the God who saved me is a great God. He's got a great salvation. Thank God He's got a great city for me to go to. And thank God He's got a great big family that are headed to that great big city. And thank God they're going to get in on a great old-fashioned praise service. Hallelujah to God. I want to praise Him because He's great. Amen. Praise is related to the greatness of God. Thanksgiving is related to the goodness of God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is what? Why do we thank Him? We thank Him because He's good. And did you know this? In 2 Timothy chapter 3, there is a chapter that says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And it begins to describe what kind of world will be here when the Lord gets ready to come back. And it gives us 21 sins that characterize the last days. Y'all still with me now? I'm trying to lop off a few ribeyes. I hope you're getting a hold of them. There's 21 sins in that section of the Bible. And if you count them off one by one, the number 7th sin is the sin unthankful. And you know what? It's a shame. Not only is it a shame, it is a sin against the holy God for those who've been redeemed by blood and saved by God's grace to be an unthankful people. You might be unworthy, but you don't have to be unthankful. I'm telling you what, you and I that are saved by God's grace, we ought to have thanksgiving every week of our life. We ought to say, God, thank You for being so good to me. God, You've been a good God. And You've been a great God. And I'm thankful for what You've done for me. Thanksgiving relates to the goodness of God. And to the extent we thank Him, we indicate how much we perceive the goodness of God in our life. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm afraid I've looked in the eyes of some Baptists that feel like they deserve everything they got. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, when they got to sing a while ago, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I'm telling you what, buddy, I can identify with the words of John Newton. I know what I was. I know where He brought me from. I know, praise God, what He's done for me. I've got a thanksgiving offering to give Him tonight. I want to say thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me. Thank you, God, for reaching down in the miry clay and saving my soul. I want to give you a thanksgiving offering. I want to praise your holy name and give the fruit of my lips thanksgiving to His name. Praise relates to the greatness of God. Thanksgiving relates to the goodness of God. But worship relates to the holiness of God. This Bible said, oh, give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And you know that holiness does not look attractive to the world, but it looks real attractive to God. And you can't kiss on the world all week long and flirt with the world all week long and come in here and expect to feel God's touch on your life. Oh, but I want to tell you what, it's amazing to me though that somebody so high, that somebody so holy would love somebody so low down as me, and that He'd condescend, thank God, to reach down where I was and save my never dying soul. That's why, thank God, I get so filled up. I say hallelujah. I want to worship Him. Hallelujah. I want to worship Him. I want to worship Him who loved me so much that He sent His Son to die for me. Now notice here in your Bible, if you will, I'm going to show you how it's worked out in this song. Isaiah 12. I want you to circle some words in your Bible. Look at Isaiah 12 and verse 4. And in that day shall ye say, circle that word say in your Bible. In fact, now listen now, you can worship God quietly, but you can't praise Him quietly. So I'm just sitting here solemn and I'm worshiping. Oh, you go right ahead. But when it comes time to praise, you're going to have to make a little noise. You're going to have to lift up your voice. I'm glad I got redeemed and got in the say-so choir. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And thank God, I just get an old-fashioned case of the can't help it every now and then. And thank God, my holding back straps broke. Thank God. And I want to say, hallelujah, glory to His name. He's a worthy Savior. I will give Him my offering of praise. Thank God. I want to say what God has done for me. Amen. Why don't some of you just say it? So I'm sitting here quiet. Well, He can't get anything out of your quietness. I'm telling you, He needs to. In fact, if we'd go out there in the parking lot, there's a few pebbles out there saying, glory, hallelujah. They won't do it in there, so I'll just do it out here. I've made up my mind. I don't need no rocks to do my praise for me. I got Him to say so quiet. I want to say, hallelujah, God has been good. And God is still good. He's good yesterday. He's good today. He'll be good tomorrow. He's good on the mountain. He's good in the valley. He's always good. Everlastingly good. Evermore good. I've got Him to say so choir. I can say it. Hallelujah. And draw out some water from the wells of salvation. Now, look at verse number 5. He said, look at the first word. Circle it in your Bible. What is it? Sing. Oh, yes. You say, Percy, you mean I can sing unto Him? You sure can. Oh, it's so wonderful. And I believe sometimes the best singing time that I've ever had, just me and God together. Oh, yes. No, and I'm not taking away from any song, son. I mean, it's absolutely been wonderful this week. No, I tell you, sometimes it'd be good for you to get along with Him. Just say, my Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the folly. I can't sing it. My voice is gone. Of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I'll love Thee in life
I will love Thee in death. I'll praise Thee as long as Thou lendest me breath. No, I tell you tonight, listen, when that old cold death dew lies on your brow, if ever you loved Him, you'll love Him then just like you love Him now. No, I want to tell you something. Thank God. I like old-fashioned singing in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for this contemporary religious rot. I said, look at me now while I'm preaching to you. I wouldn't give a plug nickel for this contemporary religious rot. When I got saved, I was an old head banging rock and roller. I tell you what, when I come out of darkness into God's marvelous light, amazing grace started sounding good. And there's the fountain started sounding good. I got my dipper and put it down the wells of salvation. Thank God. I started saying it. I started singing it. I started enjoying God. As a whole bunch of you tonight need to get over in the bucket and get it down in the well and say, God, I'm ready. I need some joy. I need to draw out some water from the well of salvation. Now, let me show you the third one. Look in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 6. Cry out and what? Oh my, that was just a little bit weak. Let's cry out and what? Oh yes. I mean, they ought to hear you all the way up at Walmart. Hey man, that's right. I mean, lose your dignity. Embarrass your flesh. Get in on it. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, I like live wires. I like it around here. Thank God. Just, I mean, there's a wire over here and a wire over here. Next thing you know, they go to sparking. Praise God. Heaven, get them, can't help it. Hallelujah. Thank God. God is a wonderful God. He's a loving Savior. Glory to His name. Oh, yes. And by the way, you better get in on it. If you don't, it might get on you. All my ministry, I've pastored live wires and I love them. Hallelujah. I love it. I do. I mean, stir it up. I mean, let it rip. Hallelujah. We was in a meeting one time and I took one of them live wires with me. We was back there and it's Jubilee time. By the way, you know what Jubilee is? It's a camp meeting with a supercharger on it. Amen. That's what Ralph Sexton said. Boy, we was back there and I had one of them live wires. And we, boy, I tell you, that choir got hooked in. Boy, we got back there pawing in the valley. Hallelujah. No, I could hear him saying, yeah, 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 yeah. I said, it's coming, Lord. I know it's coming. I mean, that well is deep, but that water's coming up. I know it is. And boy, there's this lady sitting in front of us. She had one of them beehive hairdos. And I tell you what, buddy, that was the prettiest thing you ever saw in your life. I mean, it's three stories high, up like this. And I looked at that, and then there's curls this way and curls that way. That thing was pretty. I mean, Brother Rackley, she spent all day in the beauty shop trying to get that thing. And I thought to myself, boy, that she's an attractive older lady, and she's dressed nicely. She's sitting right in front of us. And I knew it was coming, boy. I mean, yep, yep, yep. Then he carried always a Bible and a notebook, a little ring-bound notebook. About that time he come up, I mean, that Bible went this way, that notebook went this way, come down and hit that woman in the head. I said, well, I said, if you'd been up shouting with all of us, I said that in my heart, I said, if you'd been up shouting with all of us, you probably wouldn't got hit in the head. I tell you what, if you don't get in on it, it might get on you. You say, do you believe in shouting? Sure. Hallelujah. Been practicing it already. And a church that's alive is worth the drive. Why don't you get in on it? Hallelujah. And thank God. Listen now. You say, I just don't feel like that. It ain't always about feelings. It's about facts. I'm telling you, Jesus said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In fact, this Bible tells us that kind of praise is commanded in the Bible. He said, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. I'm telling you, sometimes we ought to praise God because we're commanded to praise Him. Sometimes you ought to praise Him because we're compelled to praise Him. Oh, yes. Bible says rejoice
with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. You say, what do you do when he's down on the other end shouting on his pew? Get on your end, shout on that end. What do you do when they stand up and say, glory? Get up on your end and say, glory. What do you do when they say, hallelujah? Get up on your end and say, hallelujah. That's scriptural, my friend. You and I, praise God. In fact, this Bible says that everything that hath breath, praise you the Lord. And thank God, I'm telling you, when Jesus comes back, he's going to come back with a shout. Thank God. And when he shouts, I'm going to shout. And when I get there, I'm going to shout all over all of you. And so you might as well get tuned up and hooked in out of this world. Hallelujah. And praise. Hallelujah. Praise him. Amen. In fact, we're headed to a glorious service. And you just wait till that blood-washed crowd gets around the throne. You wait till that crowd who's come out of darkness into God's marvelous light. They get a look at the Lamb of God on the throne. And the Bible said there'll be a crowd there out of every kindred and tongue and people. Now look over there, and there used to be the two biggest drug dealers in our town sitting over there on the pew where God has saved them. I see them stand up, say, I'm just an old drug addict from Rhymertown, but I got redeemed by His blood. I'm here. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And I see somebody else from Salisbury, North Carolina, saying I was just a banker, and yet I was going to hell, and I didn't know Jesus Christ. I was a Catholic going down the road to hell. But thank God, that same blood that saved everybody else, it's that same blood that saved me. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Look over there, and there's somebody from Rogersville, Tennessee. Said I was nobody headed nowhere. And yet somebody come and told me about Him who loved everybody and saved anybody. And thank God I made it to the celestial city by the blood of the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. I'm telling you something tonight, friend. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of a whole lot more than what we've already given it and what we're going to give it. But He's worthy of our praise tonight. Bible said you ought to shout. Shout unto God. You say, preacher, all that screaming scares me. It's not screaming. You scream at a ball game. But when you come to church, you shout the victory. Thank God, didn't you hear them sing, I'm on the winning side. Oh yes, thank God, I'm on the winning side. And listen tonight, friend, you couldn't be any more saved than you already are unless the trumpet sounded tonight. He saved you, washed you in His blood, and He's been so good to some of you. Yet you sit here on your hands, and you're sitting back in your pew, in the luxury and in the goodness of all that God has done. Now I want to tell you, friend, and listen, if a whole lot of us got what we deserve, we'd already be in hell tonight. Oh no, but God intervened in your life in salvation. And thank God He saved your soul. And He brought you to where you are tonight. And He's preparing this service so you can get your cut and reach down and dip down into the well and say, hallelujah, God, I know I'm saved. I know I'm born again. Heaven bound with the hammer down. I tell you what, you ought to reach your bucket down in the well of salvation and get you a dipper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe you ought to say it. I believe you ought to sing it. I believe you ought to shout it. I believe you ought to do it while you're here. You know, our kids, I've been to services where folks have put their hands over their children's ears when the saints of God shouted. Boy, that's pitiful. You know what I'd do? I'd have mine sitting around me and I'd do like this. I'd reach over and I'd grab their knee and I'd go, look at him, and they'd be down. Miss Annie Mae Meeson would get plugged into another world. And she'd come up off that pew. I'd reach over and I'd go, hallelujah. I want them to get in on it. In fact, I know you think it's sacrilegious, but at our house, we had shouting drills. ask them after service. I'd get them all on the couch and I'd say, they'd just, little feet be dangling off the couch. I'd say, shut up! You say, was it real? I reckon it wasn't, but it was fun. You say, you ought not try to teach them that. Why not? The world's going to try to teach them the curse and all kinds of other ungodly stuff. I'd say, shout. Shout it out. Hallelujah. Thank God. I want to be saturated in all kind religion. God is good. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy for our praise. He's loving on our praise. And a whole lot of us ought to give Him the glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory. That's right. Let your hair down. Let it rip. Hallelujah. Thank God. Get in with the shades of love behind me. Get a touch from another world. And thank God. Praise God and the Lamb forever. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. We ought to shout the victory tonight. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, buddy. Thank God. Shouting to God. See, I'm not shouting for you. I don't want you to. I want you to shout unto Him. Oh, my. Now, I'm afraid there's a whole lot of dead Baptists. I'm going to be standing behind that pearl gate when you come in. And you said, I don't believe in all that emotionalism. It's just not emotionalism. No, 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 no. Oh, it's a redeemed soul that realizes what it's like to be set free. It's somebody that knows what it's like to have the burden of sin on their back and the bondage of sin in their life. And they came out of darkness into God's marvelous light. And they got translated from this world to another world. I'm going to see that crowd come in. They're going to stand on the pure gold street and look the Lamb of God in the eye. And about that time, I'm going to say, bless God, I told you so. I told you you was going to shout. I tried to tell you. Why don't you get in on it while you're down here and just go ahead and praise God. Accept the victory. Hallelujah. Get you a dipper out of the well of salvation and enjoy what God's done for you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's exactly right. Glory to His name. Oh, yes. Thank God. Give unto the Lord the glory that's due unto His name. Oh, yes. Thank God. You and I ought to be tonight probably making laps around the Walmart. And glory to God out there in the middle of the highway hollering, glory to God. Isn't it good to be saved? And God's been so good to me. And God's been so good to you. And here we sit. We can say it. We can sing it. We can shout it. And get a dipper down in the wells of salvation. And say hallelujah. Glory to God. God has been good to me. Amen. Some of my buddies are in hell tonight. Some of those that I went to school with. In fact, I was thinking about a guy today. All his brothers are dope addicts and drug dealers. Some of them are already in hell. I mean, they died before they ever made 40 years old. Boy, here I am tonight, blood washed, born again, and dwelt by God's Holy Ghost. Here I have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a scripture right tonight, thank God. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. And God tonight is longing and He's listening for your prayers. Let's all stand together tonight. The preacher's coming. Drawing water from the wells of salvation. Drawing water from the wells of salvation. I wonder how long has it been since you gave Jesus a love offering from your heart. How long has it been since you fell down at Jesus' feet and said, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you.
That's right.
Lord, I praise you. That's right. They're coming from all over the building.
That's right.
Why don't you get down at Jesus' feet and say, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God. Get you a dipper.
Get your bucket and go down to the well of salvation.
Yes, thank God.
Remember what Jesus did for you. Oh yes, rest in Him for security. Rely on Him for strength. Rejoice in Him by singing and shouting and praising His good name. Listen tonight. Boy, there's some of you that are here and you're not saved. Maybe you don't know the Lord as your Savior. You never have been saved. You can't go back to the place where you've been saved. You can't remember what's happened to you. You can't, listen, you can't recall what's happened if it never did happen. You can't come back from somewhere you've been if you've never been there. And I want to tell you tonight, listen, if you've never been saved, you can't say Jesus Christ is my Savior. Heaven's my home. I know I'm saved. Listen, you ought to come tonight. This preacher looks out across this audience. He knows who you are. He knows the ones that are here, members, non-members, otherwise. Listen, why don't you come tonight? Why don't you come? Many are praying. God's moving. Why don't you come tonight? The preacher's coming tonight. He's coming tonight to take this invitation. God's moving tonight. Drawing water from the wells of salvation. Why don't you give Him that offering of praise and worship tonight? Let God have His way. Come on, preacher.
God bless you. Thank you for visiting Rogersville Baptist Temple's website and for listening to this message preached at Rogersville Baptist Temple.